joined by assistant manager Brian Penswick after today's 2-1 win against Runcorn Town. Your thoughts on the game, Brian?
Delighted. We showed great character. We started off quite brightly, then we went 1-0 down through an unfortunate mistake. But the character we showed after that to, I'm not going to say dominate the game, but our keeper had very little to do. We missed a few chances, but for how they responded to the pressure, because it is a must-win game for us, and to have that on the back of the shoulders, thinking all the time, we've got to win. The lads were so brave on the ball, the desire was there, they kept trying to play football, even making mistakes, it didn't bother them. Nobody shied away from wanting the ball and using the ball and trying to bring the forwards into play. Just really pleased for the lads. They deserved it. Great character from them.
Nathan Trout with a mistake early on for their goal, but in the second half he was absolutely unstoppable and got himself a goal down the other end.
Trouty, what can we say? He was our star keeper on Tuesday. Absolute magic performance from him on Tuesday. Came in, centre half today, and even he'll admit himself, first 20, 25 minutes, he was all over the place. He was ropey, he gave the ball away, they scored from it, but then he responded in the right way. He scored our equalising goal, and the character he showed in that second half, he never put a foot wrong. He won every header, every challenge. He was driving the team forward. Great character, because he could have very easily hidden away, thinking, I've made a mistake, cost us a goal. But superb character by him and all the rest of the team, really.
I thought the combination of Tanza, Riley and Noblet just behind them was a dangerous all game today.
Well, Tanza and Riley, I know they didn't get a goal between them, but they've worked their socks off today, putting their defence the other defence under pressure and also creating chances. On any other day, both of them could have had a couple of goals apiece, and Nobby was back to his best today, picking up space. Some of Nobby's balls through to our centre-forwards and out into wide areas. Quality. And we forget that he's only 19 and it's hard work for him. And we're asking, and we say, going again, being brave in a must-win game. They were brave. They kept on getting the ball, wanting the ball. Everything's pleased for them all. I know Tanz is a bit down because he hasn't scored, but everything else apart from with his game, apart from the goals, is there. His hold-up play is improving. Everything about him, so delighted for all of them.
And credit must go to State, Mike Hall and Jamie Gibson, who did a lot of hard work in that midfield to win the ball back and get it forward.
Well, we've got so much better now on winning second balls and that, because if we're not winning second balls, we're not able to play our football. We've got some great footballers in the team, but they've got to do the ugly side at times, and that's winning the ball and that. And that's what we're getting better at, and it's putting teams under pressure. And then when we have the ball, the quality was showing through.
So we look forward now to Runcorn Linnets at home next Saturday. It's another big game, another game where we need to be picking up points, really, to keep off the pressure of ourselves.
Yeah, we've got a couple of training sessions in between. A bit more possession based on Tuesday. Thursday, a bit more set pieces and a bit of shape work and everything like that, and a bit of crossing and finishing. And then bring on Runcorn Linnets next week. We played them a couple of weeks ago. They deservedly won 2-0 on the day, but we saw enough in that game to think that we can get something out of the game. And the way the lads are responding at the moment to these must-win games, I'm confident, couldn't be any happier with the performance of the guys.
Brian Penswick, thank you very much.
Thank you.